Because it's Wednesday, that means the mayor's here and Jason Byinski is here this morning from the city of Bryan. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's touch real quickly before we move on to other things about FEMA because we got a deadline. Are you having headphones? You got headphones? Okay, you do. Okay. We got a deadline coming up for FEMA. We want to make sure that people don't miss out on that opportunity. And I think it's August 10th or 11th that's coming up.
August 10th, yeah. If your home was impacted by the severe weather event at the end of May, the deadline to register with FEMA for assistance is August 10th. The Disaster Recovery Center is at the Bryan High School Blue Campus. Will remain open at this point till August 10th. For more information on the FEMA link, you can go to bryantx.gov. There is some talks that they might extend that, but right now I'm going to tell you it's August 10th.
Okay.
We are looking at putting together, we're trying to work with the FEMA officials to bring them in for either a town hall type meeting or mm-hmm. a workshop type meeting sometimes next week. So as soon as we get that information, we'll bring that to the public and to the news media to get the word out. But we'd like if there's any information that the citizens are needing. There's some folks asking, well, is this covered or will this be covered? Can I get assistance for this? And so, or I just did want to go down and visit with the FEMA officials. And so we'll try to make it as easy as possible and an informative session. They have agreed to work with us at a meeting in the near future. So we're going to try to get that finalized here in the next few days.
Okay. Let's talk for a minute about taxes. Has the tax rate been certified? And yes or no? And what are we looking at as far as the tax rate?
Well, at this point, the tax rate will remain the same or possibly be lowered. So that's something that we'll be looking at as a council. We've got budget talks coming up here in the next few weeks. So we'll be talking about that. I don't anticipate as one member of council our tax rate increasing. You know, there may be a few members of council that are thinking about that. I would say a majority is not wanting to increase the tax rate. But you never know, Scott. I mean, we talked about a laundry list of things that that aren't funded. Of course, we've got a couple of council members that want to buy out homes throughout the city. There's 100 to 200 homes that have experienced flooding. So if you believe that the city should go out and buy real estate in flooding issues, then that's something that's not funded at this point. We've talked about super parks and park expansion. That's not funded at this point. You know, Senior Citizen Center, that's not funded. There was mention of downtown trolleys. That's not funded. Some additional sidewalk and infrastructure improvements weren't funded. Golf course, Travis B. Bryan Golf Course, Municipal Golf Course, sprinklers and drainage. There's several million in unfunded items there. So, you know, there's always important items. I do see the city putting more money towards flood mitigation. I think that's going to be very important. We'll continue to work on those creeks that we're able to. I think a lot of citizens think that we're able to come on private property and deal with flood mitigation. We're not. Right. We're not allowed to. But where the city can and where we have easements, we'll look at that potential drainage conditions and you know, we'll work with businesses and city citizens as best as possible on those aspects. But a lot of decisions to be made. So I say at this point the tax rate won't be increased. But
fingers
if
crossed.
The majority of the council wants to fund all these projects and then some that are unfunded at this point, we'll have to find the funds somewhere to do so. And could be a tax increase. But right now I would say we've done a good job. As long as I've been on the council, we've never raised the tax rate. We've actually lowered the tax rate many years. And I'd like to go out saying that we haven't increased the tax rate. But again, if it's important to do X, Y, and Z and do it in the next year, then that's something we'll have to look at. We are bringing in additional dollars every year. The assessments are going up. Mm-hmm. Valuations are going up. Please understand that the mayor and the city council and the city of Bryan staff and Scott DeLucia has nothing to do with your assessment values. But I have a lot of clients that call me or, you know, they're upset that their taxes or their assessments, their valuations have gone up $50,000, $25,000, $100,000. But, you know, I guess the the kindest thing I could say is it's better than going down. You know, we're very fortunate to live in Bryan-College Station, where the property valuations are going up, you know, on a daily basis, yearly basis. But services to cover the expanding areas must be increased, and so there's a cost incurred in that. When we add firefighters, when we add police officers to the streets, so those additional dollars come in, but then those additional dollars go to cover additional services for the expanding areas of Bryan and College Station.
Well, Mayor Jason Byinski joining us from Bryan. Cities look to Austin for guidance, and you like to know what those guys and gals are going to do over there. With that in mind, Glenn Hagar yesterday told the Legislative Budget Board that Texas is going to be $5 billion below what the revenue projection was. What kind of legislative initiatives did you have over there, and tell me what you think the shortfall of $5 billion is going to mean?
Well, the oil and gas industry has definitely had an impact of all of the state of Texas. We live and die by the industry from time to time, and in past decades has had some impact in Brazos County. I think the county judge will tell you that, you know, they were counting on some of the funds to help with some of their road projects, particularly with some of the impacts that we've seen from some of the 18-wheelers and semis and oil freight trucks throughout Brazos County. You know, it has an impact on our hotels and motels and our occupancy, but I think the city of Bryan and College Station and the CVB and the RVP has done a lot to attract people to our area, and I've talked to some hotel owners and entrepreneurs here this past few weeks, and they'll say that the third quarter and in Bryan-College Station is their best quarter. There's been, I talked with Rick Villarreal at CC's Pizza last night in Bryan, and he said that the summer business has been the best he's seen in a long time, and they haven't had a dip since the students have left town. And so that's a lot of that goes to the 7-on-7s and the softball tournaments and baseball tournaments mm-hmm. throughout Bryan-College Station that the CVB and the cities are working on. So hats off to those staff members and entities and bringing more opportunities to our communities. But so the oil and gas industry has had an impact on our community, but we've had other things to help, offset some of those impacts.
Let's talk a little bit about today. We have the story about how there probably is going to be some county roads that will be able to be built and improved in the coming future. In South College Station, down around Arrington and Mesa Verde, I think it's that comes out to down south. You've got developments that are going to go in East County and West County. So, tell me what you see as areas where the city's going to need to work with the county when it comes to road improvements as you continue to have development there.
Well, we've got a lot of expansion on the east side of Bryan. Our University Drive expansion is going to be critical and key in the future development of the east side of Bryan. We're working with TxDOT. We're working with the county when they're involved. Not everything is a county road. As we annex areas for expansion, you know, those become city-maintained streets. University Drive is a state-maintained street, so we'll be working with TxDOT on those. But, you know, we've got 1179, and that corridor is an expanding area in Bryan. You know, again, that's TxDOT-controlled. So, where there's a need to work with the county and there's county roads that need to be expanded or widened, we've always had a great relationship with Judge Peters and our commissioner's court, and they'll work with us. I know they're experiencing a lot of growth in South College Station, and we're experiencing a lot of growth in East and West Bryan. So, as Councilmember Ben Hardiman said in a previous interview, we do have a lot of infrastructure in place. If you look at our west side of Bryan, you know, Highway 47 and Leonard Road, I mean, there's been a lot to upgrade and expand the infrastructure out there. We're working with BTU currently in regards to the Rellis campus and making sure that the infrastructure is in place there to serve their electric utility needs. But, you know, when the Expo Center was expanded, the city of Bryan put in additional infrastructure in that area. And so where there's a concern with county roads, we'll work with the county commissioners, and they've always been very cooperative in working with us. One that I see that will probably be on the horizon in the near future is probably Chick Lane. off of Leonard Road between Villa Maria. There's a new Edgewater subdivision that is just booming out there on the west side of Bryan. Again, between Leonard Road and Villa Maria, Randy French subdivision doing very well out there. But so part of that is the city, and part of that is the county, and so depending on the ingress and egress of the area, you can go to Villa Maria or you can go to Leonard Road. And if you go to Leonard Road, then you're going to go from city to county street. So that's something we'll be working with Brazos County and looking at maybe widening or expanding that area there to meet the needs of the growth.
Let's talk a minute about your moving back into the city limits. Your Planning and Zoning Commission has approved some changes having to do with neighborhood conservation, which obviously was a hot-button issue for a long time in College Station. They've struggled with it. Can you tell me, is this what the residents are going to want as far as neighborhood conservation is concerned, and when is this plan going to come before Bryan Council?
We haven't discussed it as a council at this point, so... once we get to that point, I'd be happy to discuss it. But we had sent some updates and some options for expanding the neighborhood conservation districts in Bryan to the PNZ, and then getting their recommendation back. We'll talk with our legal counsel about it. That's always the biggest concern. Is it constitutional? Is it legal? Without infringing on someone's private property rights.
And so we're late July. When do you think you might have it?
Probably in the next 30 days.
Okay. Story in the paper last week about TxDOT looking at lowering the speed limit on the freeway. One member of council, what's your thought there? Well, you got to drive it too, just like we do.
I drive slow, Scott. I don't think anyone's going to say they saw the mayor speeding throughout town. But,
okay.
I understand the pros and cons of everything. I like higher speed limits so I can get from point A to point B faster. I know there's a methodology in determining speed limits throughout town. That's a TxDOT decision. I think they've asked if the cities of Bryan and College Station had any objections with it. But, there is a lot of traffic that comes in from South College Station to North Bryan on Highway 6. And so they've talked about reducing the speed limit there. And we'll work with them to do what they think is best for the safety of our citizens. But it does get somewhat congested there. So I think they believe in lowering the speed limit, maybe 5 or 10 miles an hour will make a difference. And then you'll go back up to 75 miles an hour. But again, I'm not the transportation engineer and expert, so I'll leave it up to them. Haven't heard from a lot of citizens about it. Anytime it's an effort to bring down the traffic accidents and the collisions that you see throughout Bryan College Station. We've always had a great relationship, a partnership with TxDOT, and we'll continue to work with them. And again, we'll rely on their expertise in regards to speed limit reductions on their highways and state-funded highways. So if they believe that will make it a safer stretch, then I'm all for it.
Tomorrow, TCEQ meets on the St. Gobain air permit. You plan on attending and or speaking?
Don't plan on speaking. I do plan on attending.
Okay. Anything else you got for us today?
Absolutely. Scott, our Citizens Fire Academy, you can register on the city's website, bryantx.com. It's a weekly three-hour class every Thursday, September 8th through October 27th. Topics include fire and EMS operations, live burn at the Brayton Fire Field before graduation. It's free to participants, limited to the first 20. You must be at least 18 years and older as a citizen who lives in Bryan to attend. So that's our Citizens Fire Academy. It's a great time, and you get an opportunity to see firsthand what our first responders and our firefighters do for the citizens of Bryan and the difficult job that they face on a day-by-day basis. Our next Lunch and Learn is August 24th. It's called Bits and Bites with the IT department. You got to love it. Who comes up with these?
Yeah,
Mary
Lynn
Strada?
That's got food, too.
just when I think they've stumped me on what they're going to come up with the next department, they come up with something catchy. So Bits and Bites with the IT department. It's noon at the Bryan Municipal Building. It's free. Lunch will be served. Register on the city's website, bryantx.gov, or call 209 0008. And if you haven't attended one of these, I get the registration list. I've kind of peeked in on them if I've got meetings at City Hall and kind of see what's going on. It's a standing room only crowd most times. And, I would say I don't recognize probably two-thirds of the people. We have a lot of new residents in our community that want to know what's going on at the City of Bryan. And then we've got some we'd call old-timers that have been around here for many generations that are wanting to see what's going on at the City of Bryan. So it's a good opportunity to have an interaction with our city staff, learn a little bit about what each department does, and to get some feedback on what we can do to improve ourselves at the City of Bryan. So appreciate staff putting that on, and that's our next Lunch and Learn series.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bianski.